Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
On a previous program, we had talked about extensively how Hamas is using and has been using children to protect their missiles. We have shown this repeatedly. We've talked about it. It's been showed everywhere. I had the opportunity to meet pro-Palestinian supporters there at the Stand for Israel rally. And in all honesty, they said that they hadn't seen any of those pictures. They hadn't seen any of those videos. And so we made that available and showed so that they can see. They did say that if they were actually able to see that, they would agree that that was wrong and horrific, and that was encouraging to hear. Mm-hmm. But we actually have video footage that was captured, and this is being reported on IDF, Israel Defense blog. But we have two videos we definitely want you to see. Journalists who are showing rocket launchers, Pat, placed in densely populated areas where children are actually not even a foot away, touching the rocket launchers.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to see this. Watch this.
For this rocket, which was shot right while I was live on France 24 on the English network.
This 80% of God.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
what
happened?
The camera.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm fine. This was a rocket. This was a rocket. Rockets were just shot right next to where we're standing.
This is just some 50 meters away from the hotel where most of the international media is stationed. This right here is a launching pad for rockets used by Palestinian militants. Now, this type of setup is at the heart of the debate within the international community, but also between Israel and the Palestinian militants. The Israeli army has repeatedly accused Palestinian militants of shooting from within densely populated civilian areas, and that is precisely the type of setup we have right here. Rockets set up right next to buildings with a lot of residents in them who, by the way, have not fled around here. Now, the other very noticeable element to be taken into consideration is about 100 meters behind me, a blue UN flag floating above this building. This is another accusation which has been made by the Israeli government and Israeli forces. This rocket launching site is right next to a UN facility.
Well, there you have it. There it is. The rocket launcher is placed right there. You see the children touching them. How could that be safe? Listen, you know, we are pro-Israel. We are for the Palestinian people. It's Hamas. Hamas, who is reportedly the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is doing this, you know, and causing their people, the Palestinians, to be in harm's way. And to see children, I mean, that's not a place that you want to see children playing. And Hamas's hopes is that Israel will you know, retaliate, and that those children would get hurt in that retaliation. It's horrible. But you also saw in that video a UN flag that was flying over a building. You know, my question is, the UN, the United Nations, and we've talked about this before, and Alan Dershowitz did a fantastic article when he submitted an article to Gatestone Institute where he talked about, listen, there, you know, it's been reported often that the Gaza Strip is the most densely populated place in the world, when in fact it has huge swaths of land that are absolutely free. There, no one's there. And if the UN really wanted to help the Palestinians, if they really wanted to help in Gaza, that they could actually move all of these people, because Israel gives them plenty of warning, into these safe areas, declare a demilitarized zone, and that way they wouldn't be in harm's way. But yet they have a flag right in front on a building, right in front of a rocket launcher. Listen, it's a strategy. It's a strategy. The reason why it doesn't make sense, because it's not supposed to make sense.
Right.
Evil is evil. This is what they do. And so it's just for us to be alert and for us to know so that we can, you know, pray because we're informed. You know what I mean? Not a misguided prayer, but a targeted, informed, focused prayer. I want you to see this other moment where a reporter from India actually saw where Hamas was actually setting up a tent to disguise what they were doing, and they were able to capture this on film. You know, Steve, you had talked about this before in a previous segment, and having, you know, served two tours now in Fallujah, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
which is in Iraq.
Iraq, right. You know, the army that you're fighting against is not in their regular attire. What, you know, what are they wearing? What makes it so difficult to find out where they're at?
Well, initially, when you say their regular attire, what's important to remember is a lot of times too, when people think of Hamas, they'll think of just basically what you see, like what we talked about before, like in the middle of a parade. They got like their green bandana. They're wearing their flak jackets. Exactly. Like if you look at this picture, you'll see them like they're wearing a Kevlar. Mm-hmm. They're looking like in their traditional military garb. Mm-hmm. But they're smart in knowing the fact that, like, if you look at the picture on the right, they're wearing just civilian clothes.
A split screen, yeah.
And the same thing is that when I was overseas, they blend in. Mm-hmm. They look like everybody else. And the thing is, though, is you don't know what's going on until all of a sudden you start receiving rocket fire, you start receiving machine gun fire, you start receiving, you know, mortar fire, and all of a sudden you're hearing explosions. Mm-hmm. And there's people running, and you don't know who's who, who's against you, who's for you. And it's the same thing, and we've talked about it many times before, is that the Israeli Defense Forces, they're going through urban environments. They're going through those densely populated areas like we're talking about in Gaza, and it makes it that much harder for them to pinpoint, to target who is for us and who is against us. And you don't know until somebody's shooting at you.
Wow. So interesting. Reminds me of what Pastor Dan Livingston said the other night when he was talking about, and we'll have this for you, that Israel's not just fighting one war. They're fighting the war on three fronts. They're fighting a war against Hamas. Mm-hmm. They're fighting a war against the U.S. media. And they're fighting a war against the U.N. And so, you know, on every side, there's a video of a reporter from India. I believe it's NDTV. And he shows exactly, right across from his hotel window, what is being done under a tent. And the whole thing is all done kind of cloak and secrecy so that Israel can't detect what they're doing. And a rocket later, they have recorded, fired right out of there, right out of that place.
Absolutely. And it's so significant because we've been talking about it before as far as, you know, the previous ambassador had said that Hamas doesn't necessarily have a military strategy as they do a media strategy. And we're emphasizing, you know, pray for IDF, pray for the soldiers, pray for those that are protecting the freedom of Israel, but also to pray that Hamas would be exposed. And these videos that we're seeing is almost just an exact response to prayer, because all of a sudden we're seeing, okay, what is exactly going on? Because we've shared in previous reports that there have been reporters from the international community in Gaza in a hotel room wanting to broadcast it, wanting to point a camera at what's going on. But you have Hamas that's right there threatening them and saying, if you point a camera at us, we'll kill you. And it's forcing them to leave.
Yeah.
So pray for the reporters and the international community who are in Gaza. Pray that Hamas would be exposed. Pray for the protection of the Palestinian people. Because, like, as we're seeing more and more, we're getting more of an accurate eye of seeing the full spectrum of what's going on within Gaza.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.